Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, Pastor Paul was actually teaching there. And so he kind of did the Delaware typical Drivecast. I'm covering his normal slot this week and just going to walk you through some of what I've been going through in my devotional time. So I've been reading in the Gospel of John. And in John, I was in John chapter 8. And in John chapter 8, Jesus is talking with some of the Jewish people, some of the Jewish leaders, and some of them get into a conversation with Jesus where Jesus is telling them that the truth is going to set them free, that if they abide in his word and they believe in him and they believe the truth that he's teaching them, that the truth, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. And the Jewish people struggle with this because they basically say back to Jesus, we've never been slaves. We're children of Abraham, and we are free, and we have the law of Moses, and we're God's people. And he talks to them. They say, we have Abraham as our father. And Jesus says to them in verse 34, Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And so it's here that we realize Jesus is not talking about political slavery or actually owning another, you know, human being or something like that. He's talking about how there's something inside of all of us that enslaves us, and that is our sinfulness, our inability to please the Lord in our own strength, our inability to follow him and to love him, and this bent that we have toward evil, toward rebellion against God, and how we need Jesus to come in. We need the Son of God born into the world and who lived a perfect life in our place and who followed the law perfectly and who died on the cross to pay the debt of our sin that we might be forgiven and who rose again that we might have new life in him by turning from our sin and trusting him. Jesus is saying, man, you got to trust me. You have to believe in me, place your faith in me, turn away from your sin, and I will set you truly free. Because he says, everyone who makes a practice of sin or everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. We are enslaved in our sin, to our sin, apart from a saving, freeing relationship with Jesus. And so there's two things I want to say about that. Number one, for all of us listening, right, if you've trusted Christ with your life, I hope that you'll celebrate again today. I'm free. Like, I'm free in Christ. The power of sin in my life, it does not hold sway over me anymore. I am free. I am forgiven. I am God's child. I'm made new because of my relationship with Jesus. And then secondly, for any of us, certainly if anyone's listening right now and you've never taken that step, I mean, that's what you're invited into, is turn from your sin and trust Jesus with your life. Believe in him. Believe he's the Son of God who lived, died, and rose again, that you might have new life in him. But for all of us who are listening and you say, man, I believe that about myself, I think we're also called to walk in holiness and in victory over sin. And that doesn't mean that for the Christian, there aren't, you know, you accept Jesus and then you never sin again. I don't think that's what the Bible teaches. I think you look in 1 John and it says, man, if we say we have no sin, then we lie. But if we confess our sin, then God is faithful and just to forgive. And so when we first begin to really follow Jesus and walk with Jesus, yes, you know, there's that moment or season of life where you really, man, for the first time, say, I recognize I'm a sinner and I'm placing my faith in Jesus. But then that becomes a daily thing, not in the sense that you're being justified every single day before the Lord. Like, you're justified by the grace of God, by Jesus's finished work at the cross. But as far as our sanctification process and our growth in Jesus on a daily basis, we don't just ask for you know, the forgiveness of our sins once. We keep coming back to him as we are battling sin in our lives, as we're trying to put sin to death by the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, as we have moments or seasons in our life where we say, man, I recognize that I've sinned here or I am sinning here. We don't make that a practice. We're not enslaved to it. But rather we repent of it, we confess it to the Lord, and if appropriate, I think we confess it to others as well. James says, right, confess your sin to one another and be healed. And so here's what I want to do. I want to give us a moment here to pray, and I'm going to pray for you and sort of just lead you in a prayer here where we're just going to ask the Lord, you know, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, if there's any area of my life where, man, I am walking in sin, I just want to give you an opportunity to ask the Lord that and to ask the Lord that and to pray to him and to confess that to him and to ask and to receive his forgiveness. And then after we're done praying, I'll encourage you then, man, maybe today or in the days to come, if you're a guy, find a trusted brother in Christ to go who's mature in Jesus, to confess that to them, ask them to pray for you, that God would heal you of that. And again, I use wisdom here. If you're a lady, find another lady in Christ who loves Jesus, who's mature, confess that to them. I'm not saying that you have to confess every, hey, this one time, last week, I think I said, a wrong word or had a wrong attitude. I'm not saying you have to confess every single thing, but certainly if it's been a pattern, if it's something significant, and as the Holy Spirit leads you to confess that to someone else, to a trusted brother or sister in Christ, and to ask them to pray for you. So let's take some time to pray right now. We'll do it together. Heavenly Father, we come before you here for a moment, and God, we just ask that you would, by your Holy Spirit, if there's anything just in our hearts or in our lives, thought patterns, ways we've been talking to others, whether it's coworkers or our spouses or our children, God, by your Holy Spirit, would you just bring that to mind? If there are ways in which we are sinning, and some of us may know that very clearly, God, we want to just confess that to you. If it's things that maybe we've overlooked in life and you today are just doing the work of conviction in our lives and in our hearts, that God, bring that to mind right now. I want to give you a moment right now just in silence to pray that as well to the Lord. Father, as you bring those things to mind by your Holy Spirit, we confess them to you. We ask forgiveness, Lord, for our sin, and we thank you that by the blood of Jesus shed at the cross, that sin is paid for. We are forgiven. We are free. And Jesus, we ask for the power by your Holy Spirit to turn away from it, to put it to death, and to walk forward in victory. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, I just want to encourage you, if appropriate and under the leading of the Lord, to, if you need to, share that, find a brother or sister in Christ and share that with them, confess that to them, ask them to pray for you as you commit to walking forward in holiness before the Lord. We love you. Have a great rest of the week, and we hope to see you again tomorrow on the LifePoint Drivecast.